This is Wade Rathke. It's the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Hometown Action, based in Montgomery, Alabama, does nonpartisan canvassing in small towns and rural areas. Group's priorities of racial justice, gender equity, access to health care, and environmental justice aren't out of place in those communities, according to its organizers. In an effort to head off a subpoena, President Trump's lawyers and a brass assertion of presidential power sent a 20-page letter to the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and obtained that contends that the president cannot illegally obstruct any aspect of the investigation into Russia's election meddling because the Constitution empowers him to, if he wished, terminate the inquiry or even exercise his power to pardon. In Denmark, any proposal that can gather 50,000 signatures on the parliament's official petition website is legally entitled to a debate. In one hypothetical case on the official Social Security website, monthly benefits rise 76% by delaying retirement from 62 to 70 years of age. The term spikescapes describes public spaces that urban planners mine with booby traps like benches barbed with steel prongs and rosy fluorescent lighting that showcases acne, spooking teenage loiterers. Major study indicates most women with the most common form of breast cancer can skip chemotherapy after surgery and hormone treatment based on genetic testing. Of about 11,000 inspections of licensed firearm dealers in the U.S., in the year starting October 2016, more than half were cited by Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau with violations, but less than 1% of these violations resulted in the loss of license. Facebook agreements with device makers gave them access to vast amounts of data that may have violated a consent decree in 2011 with the Federal Trade Commission on Privacy Protections. Indonesia is using a pre-independence Dutch law to crack down the free speech of advocates of independence in West Papua and Papua, the poorest districts in the country. Cries of segregation are being heard over the fact that New York City schools are 70% black and Hispanic, but account for only 10% in the 8 specialized schools where tests are used for admissions. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.